7, and I've asked John to share.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I'm an alcoholic. My name is John. And I'm a member of this group. Let's see. When I got to these two steps, I had just finished my fifth step with a member of this group. And, you know, I went home. I basically told me on the way out the door, he said, open your book and read the directions. And at the end of the fifth step reading. So I did that. When I got home, basically what it says is to review for an hour of what we've done so far, the first five proposals. So I did that. I took my book out, and I read what the directions were, and I took my fourth step out, and I reviewed what I just did. And so I asked for help. The first thing I did was ask for help. I said the third step prayer. I said some other prayers. And I tried to get into the kind of into the mode I had been in when I wrote. And so I just sat back and took this book out and went through the first five proposals, the first five steps. And, you know, I got to my fourth step, and I reviewed my fourth step. And when I was doing that, a particular name came up. And, you know, this guy had been in my fourth step, and you know, I went to that page, I found him in my book, and I found a resentment that I hadn't turned around. And so I wrote it out, I turned it around, and I called the guy that I had just left his house, and I read it off to him. And then he hung up the phone, didn't want to hear any more from me. You know, and then, you know, I continued reviewing. I reviewed for an hour. And then when I was done, I said step six. I read it out of the big book just like it is here on my knees beside my bed. And I read step seven also right after it. And I went to sleep. And a lot of times you'll hear in here that I had a really peaceful night's sleep. And I did. I had a very, very peaceful night's sleep. You know, I had learned a lot about myself. First of all, I did something that I rarely did. I finished something. I wrote a fourth step, and I finished it. Usually, I started something, and I left it unfinished. You know, my dad used to say it to me all the time. He would say, you start something, you never finish it. You know, so, you know, I knew at that point that I had finished this, and to the best of my ability at the time. You know, I was 27 years old. I was a few months sober. I was probably 6 or 8 months sober. You know, I had a nice brand new Harley in my basement, and you know, I had a lot of distractions. You know, but I stuck with this, and I stayed busy, and I stayed on the schedule, and that's why I got it done. You know, at that time, 6 and 7 really didn't mean much to me. All I really knew was that I had to be willing. You know, and I was getting ready to get into some stuff with 8 and 9 that I was really going to need that willingness. And I really, being that young and that newly sober, I really didn't know much what I was doing, you know. And that's where a sponsor came in. He was extremely important to me at this time of my sobriety. Because, you know, after reading all the stuff I had written, you know, I felt good about getting that fourth step done and doing that fifth step. But after I learned about what kind of a dirtbag I was, and the way I acted, the way I thought, you know, I wasn't really excited about the way I had lived, you know, and I wanted to change. I wanted to make some changes, you know, and I really didn't have any idea how to do that whatsoever. So basically, I stuck with doing what I had been taught to do in the very beginning of my sobriety, and that was asking for help, you know? So I was taught, when I woke up in the morning, the first thing I did when I rolled out of bed was I was to get on my knees. And I was to ask a power greater than myself to keep me away from the first drink or the first drug for that day, you know? And, You know, along the way, I incorporated other prayers, the third step, some other prayers that I would say in the morning, a little period of meditation, things like that. But the most important thing for me when I started any day was to do that. So I had that basis. I had that foundation of learning and knowing that that a day at a time I could stay away from a drink or a drug, the first drink or the first drug. And having some willingness and a guide to show me the way, you know, with the help of a higher power, the stuff that was in front of me, getting involved in 8 and 9 and going further than that with the next few steps, you know, I was able to become fairly successful in overcoming some of my difficulties. And my difficulties were, I was a drunk, I loved to smoke weed, and I love fucking resentments. I mean, I love being pissed off, you know? And if I was pissed off at you, well, obviously it was your fault and it had nothing to do with me. And on top of that, one of the things I learned most doing that fifth step was that I was a friggin' liar, you know? I lied all the time. You know, I would lie just because I didn't know how to tell the truth. And that was one of the reasons why I didn't get sober earlier, you know, than I did, was because I couldn't get honest with myself. So today, I look at 6 and 7. You know, it's 2 short steps. Get them done quick. But where am I willing to be rid of some of these shortcomings, you know? And what were the shortcomings I found out about? You know, one of them was I was a liar. You know, so today, you know, I'm pretty strict about what I say to people. And like, if I go into my boss's office and he says, "Were you here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I was there." You know, when I'm not supposed to be there, you know, or I'm not, you know, if I was not supposed to be there, I would tell him I was there. You know, and I've done that in the past. I'm brutally honest with this guy. And sometimes I don't think he can friggin' handle it, but, you know, that's beside the point, you know. So I found myself to be brutally honest and really hard on myself as far as telling the truth and being honest with people that are around me, you know. So, you know, that's one thing that I learned with the help of God to change in my life, you know. And that for me was, you know, putting in step six and seven into action, you know. And for me, that's the most important thing I can do with these steps. You know, for me, I can pick up the book and read it all I want, you know. But if I'm not doing something about it, if I'm not putting it into my life and living this stuff, then it doesn't mean shit, you know. It just means I'm going to end up going backwards. And when I go backwards, I go backwards towards a drink, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the fallacy that in this room that you do this stuff, you get a fifth step done, and you go forward, you make amends, you're not going to drink. Well, that to me, I've been around here long enough to know that's bullshit. You know, I know for me that if I don't stay spiritually fit, then there's a possibility I can pick one up, you know. If I don't keep going to meetings, if I stop asking for help, there's a possibility I could pick a drink up. So the other things I have found to do in my daily life to overcome some of my shortcomings is trying to be generous, trying to pray and meditate on a daily basis, have some generosity in my life, treat people kindly, and, you know, and always be willing to forgive somebody, you know, no matter what, you know. I think some of that stuff is pretty tough for me. I have a difficult time with it sometimes, but, you know, my shortcomings are that I like resentments, I'm a selfish little bastard, and I'm dishonest as the day is long, you know. So what's the things I can do to reverse that stuff? And that's what it is. It's prayer and meditation and trying to do God's will with the best I can today, you know. But none of that would have been able, I would have never been able to do any of that if I had, personally, if I hadn't learned the first thing first, and that was asking for help and staying away from that first drink, that first drug a day at a time, and going to meetings, going to AA meetings, and being involved as whatever aspect I can. You know, if it's helping out at a meeting, going on a commitment, that's what I'm doing. If it's helping another drunk with a fourth step or some other issue, sponsoring guys, then I'm doing that, you know. I found in early sobriety that if I get involved, if I get soaking wet in Alcoholics Anonymous, the chances of me picking up a drink are lessened. So, and that, to me, when I first walked in here, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to stop drinking first, and I wanted my life to get better. And if I hadn't come into this room and got a sponsor out of this room, neither one of those things would have happened. And today, you know, I'm reasonably happy. In fact, I'm usually really happy most of the days. And I have a really good life. And it's all because I got a sponsor here and I got involved in these steps, you know. So if you're new here, I can't tell you in stronger words other than that this shit will save your life. You know, if you want to work at it, if you want to put in some work and get honest with yourself, this will save your life and it will change your life. So that's what it's done for me. And I've been able to watch other guys in this room, my brother included, get this, do this, and, you know, and have a good life because of it. So I'm really grateful for that. And thank you, Eric, for thinking of me. And nice to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, but I'm just